Hello, Parkside families, and welcome to this last head teacher letter of this term. It's Mr. Kelly here, proud head teacher of Parkside Community School. And as we come to the end of the spring term, I would like to take the opportunity to really reflect upon what's been a really positive and successful period for Parkside Community School. Our students have been truly brilliant this term. Their learning, their conduct around the school, and their contribution to the wider life of our community has been consistently impressive. Staff are immensely proud of the way students have conducted themselves, both in lessons and beyond. And it's been an absolute pleasure to see their hard work, resilience and kindness shine through. So thank you, as always, for the support that you provide at home. I just want to highlight the Embark Parental Survey. It's the final opportunity to answer that and to take part in that. And it really does provide us with valuable feedback and help shape our future priorities. So the deadline for the completion of the Embark Parental Survey is Friday, the 27th of March. Thank you to everybody who has already taken the time to respond to that. And within my letter, you'll see a QR code and a link as well for the completion for those who haven't done so already and would like to do so. Last day of term arrangements for Friday, the 27th of March. It will be a non-uniform day, and we are inviting a voluntary £1 donation payable via the Arbor app in support of Ashgate Hospice. And that's a charity that's been chosen by our students themselves. So on Friday, the school will finish at 12:30. And it's worth noting that if your child is entitled to receive free school meals, they should purchase this during the morning brunch period, because at lunchtime, at normal time of 12:30, the canteen will be closed. Year 11 Easter school and exam preparation. As we approach the Easter break, and I need to stress the importance of the coming weeks for our Year 11 students. So all Year 11 students have been invited to our Easter school, where they'll work closely with their teachers and receive focused support in preparation for their GCSE examinations. Sessions will run 9:30 in the morning till 12:30, and that'll be on the Monday the 30th of March, Tuesday the 31st of March, Wednesday the 1st of April, and then the following week, Tuesday the 7th of April and Wednesday the 8th of April. Students must attend either a subject specific session that they've been invited to, and if not, they go to the library, where structured revision support will be provided by staff. Now, with only the final 3 school weeks remaining before our exams start, it really is vital that Year 11 students revise thoroughly and make the most of this opportunity over the Easter break, not just in school but also at home, as part of the independent learning we expect of them. So all students within Year 11 will have received a variety of past papers and revision materials from their subjects, and the expectation is that they complete this at home as well as attending the Easter school over that Easter break. To further support students and families, we are holding a Year 11 Parents Evening on Tuesday the 14th of April. Please ensure you attend with your child, as this evening will provide essential advice and guidance to help students approach the exam period with confidence. Next, a PE kit expectation reminder. I just want to remind families of our PE kit expectations. Students are expected to wear black tracksuit bottoms, leggings or shorts. Short Lycra or Nike Pro style shorts are not permitted. A Parkside embroidered t-shirt and trainers. So an optional Parkside quarter zip top may be worn. Additional layers may be worn underneath the PE kit, such as thermal base layers, and a plain black or navy round neck or a quarter zip jumper may be worn over the top, provided it does not have a hood. So PE kit must be brought to every lesson. So even if your child is not feeling up to taking part in PE, there's a medical reason why they won't take part, please ensure they bring their PE kit. They will still have an active role within the lesson, whether that's officiating or coaching or analysing. It doesn't have to be as part of a participant, but we need all students to have their PE kit at all times. And those who forget their PE kit will face a sanction as part of our school policy. Now, in terms of ordering official Parkside PE kit, that can be purchased via the link within the letter, and I really do thank you for your support of this. So we're looking for the Easter break for all families to have a fantastic and safe time, but we're also looking for a very smart return for our students after that Easter break. We look forward to them returning and ready for learning. And it's just a reminder regarding wearing the correct uniform, shoes, our jewellery rules and piercing rules, and making sure that the appropriate equipment is brought. If there are any issues, please use the 2-week break to resolve these, so the summer term can really begin positively with our high expectations. So please continue to stay connected with us. Please check out our social media channels for the latest school news, reminders and celebrations. Lots going on always at Parkside, and always great to see the highlights from across our school community. We're available on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and also Instagram. So have a look at those platforms and you'll see some great stuff from our school. Dates for the diary, I've already mentioned that the Friday is the last day of school, early finish, non-uniform, and students leave at 12:30. On the 13th of April, on the Monday, that's straight after the Easter holidays, we look forward to welcoming the children back at 8:25 in the morning, Monday the 13th of April. And of course, I've already mentioned that 14th of April, Year 11 Parents Evening. So just from me, finally, just wishing you all a fantastic and restful Easter break. We look forward to seeing the students as they return on Monday the 13th at 8:25. Thank you for your continued support and take care.